And let's bring in Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and find out what the latest is over there in the southwest Louisiana area. Captain Kirk, how's things going over there? You guys have been getting some rough weather?
We've been dodging thunderstorms. You know, in fact, man, it was nice when I got over here to the lodge this morning, and everything was, you know, you could see some lightning off out in the Gulf, and then right here before we're fixing to depart, there's storms starting to roll in. That's been the MO the last week. It's just, you know, dodging thunderstorms.
Yep, that's all part of it. How's the trout bite been?
It was really good last weekend, and starting about the middle of the week with these storms and stuff, it's just not real good. I mean, it's been okay, but not real good. I mean, last weekend it was on fire. Everybody was catching limits. But this week, and we had that light north wind over the weekend, and the beachfront where we were catching the fish. The lake on the inside, it's been a grind.
You know, Kirk, the founder of Hackberry Rod and Gun, Terry Shaughnessy, used to say his slogan was, "You should have been here yesterday." Maybe we need to change that. You should have been here last weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. That's right, yeah. Old Terry, you know, we lost him here about almost 2 years ago to the day.
He was quite. I don't make him like that anymore. That mold got broke,
right,
huh?
That guy was something.
How about some other type fish? Maybe some sheep's head or some flounder and redfish.
Flounder and redfish been hard to come by. There's a lot of sheep head. I have one captain that really goes out and targets them. Whenever the bite's slow and everything else, and he's been doing real well on sheep head. Just finding rocks, you know, like the jetties or in the lake or along the ship channel, someplace where there's rocks, and he's catching the sheep head.
I tell you, that to me is the most underutilized, unappreciated saltwater fish that swims in the waters. I mean, it's a great eating fish. They fight like hell. They're easy to find. There's no limit on size or creel. They're a little bit of a problem to clean, but once you get the hang of it and you learn how to deal around those bones and stuff, and hey, a lot of people just do them like a redfish and put them on the grill. They're great fish, but you know, I guess that name and those big teeth just doesn't do it justice.
You're right. And forever down here, we have all been just spoiled with plenty of speckled trout and redfish. And it's getting to where, you know, when times are tough, you know, you try to find something, you know, to pull somebody's line.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I don't throw them away. I'll certainly keep them, especially the bigger ones. Matter of fact, I'm looking, and, man, they had one caught over 8 pounds brought into the Star Tournament. That's a pretty big sheep head.
That's a stud there. That is a good one.
That's like an 8.5-pound bluegill.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that big, wide body, they can get it sideways on you, and they can tug.
Yes, indeed. Well, anything else we need to know if folks are headed out there? How do they get in touch with you guys and find out about availability? You know, we're getting pretty close to that teal season. It's kind of sneaking up on us, and people might want to get their bait set.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, by now, you know, late July, August, we get these fronts that get close to us, we'll start seeing a few teal come through. And, you know, that's September 14th, it opens. And, yeah, we got room for blasting cast. So you can call here. I mean, from out of the area, it's a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391.
All right, and if they didn't get that number, they can go to your website or they can go to mine. You got a live camera there on the cleaning dock. And I noticed you've been doing a little bit of reports there lately. They got you doing some updates on Facebook.
Well, yeah, I'm doing some of that stuff on Tuesdays. We call it the Tuesday evening report. So I kind of do that on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock.
Well, good, man. I'm going to be tuned in for sure. Well, Kirk,
right.
Thanks for the report, the update. We always appreciate it. Always look forward to talking to you and even look forward more to going down there and getting with you.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure when you're here, Don.
All right. Thank you, Kirk.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good one.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Check him out. He's also on my website. If you go to DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com, you can check it out there.